Marty, folks have been hearing about it on KRWG. They've been reading about it in the bulletin. And now it is here. The New Mexico legislative session is underway. It's one of the major topics we're going to be talking about over the next 2 months. We'll also have a lot of radio programming, television programming on this. Every week we interview legislators. And there have been town halls leading up to this. You have a story in the bulletin this week about Senator Jeff Steinborn, who's very active in Santa Fe. Tell me about some of the issues that he was talking about at the town hall that you covered in this week's bulletin.
Not only Steinborn, Fred, but also Rudy Martinez, Nathan Small, County Commissioner Karen Trujillo, and some other agencies represented and individuals represented at these town halls. And Steinborn pretty much took the lead on all this, but he definitely said they're going to be, the word he uses, backfilling. Backfilling because he says state government has been gutted and starved over the past 8 years under the Republican administration. So with the with a change in parties at the top, there is going to be almost a backlash in a way to reinstitute issues that pretty much went by the wayside over the past few years. So education, outdoor recreation is especially a big issue that is going to be brought up. Marijuana, legalizing recreational marijuana, the film industry. Of course, Steinborn is heavily involved in that locally and wants to lift the caps, really, on some of the that are on some of the tax credits for film companies and production. So the Ethics Commission is another one he brought up, yes. And renewable energy as well.
Lots of different
things.
So they have a very full plate. You mentioned energy. This is interesting because it ties into another story in this week's bulletin with a Democratic governor and a stronger Democratic legislature in New Mexico because they picked up seats. There's concern by some in the oil and gas industry of increased environmental regulation, and the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association President Ryan Flynn came into Las Cruces to speak about this. Tell us about this.
Well, they met at La Posta. It was billed as an informal lunch, and he just wanted to remind, and there were a number of from the business community, political community, et cetera, attending this luncheon. And he just wanted to remind folks of oil and gas's contribution and really to the state economy, and especially now when there's so much drilling going on. And it's kind of, I think he feels that in Doñana County and elsewhere in the state, we don't really think about that too much because most of that production comes out of Lee and Eddy counties, and it's kind of out of sight, out of mind, and yet we're reaping the rewards of increased activity.
It's certainly a big part of the budget. Well, we move on to the arts now, and tattoos have become more and more popular. You have a profile of a tattoo artist this week.
Yeah, there's a fellow named Aaron Valenzuela. He owns with his fiance, they own Adam Baum Studio on Mesquite Street in the historic district, and it's a really fascinating story. One who doesn't have a tattoo myself, I don't know much about it, so I read and find out a lot of information about how things have changed in the industry. But he's an artist, and that's why this
is
in the arts and entertainment section.
Yeah.
He's a true artist.
And it's a growing industry. There's so much popularity with tattoos now. We moved to Southwest Living and a Pat Garrett Festival coming to downtown Las Cruces.
Yes, it's put on by the Doñana Historical Society. David Thomas and Dan Crow from that organization came up with a festival celebrating Pat Garrett. They're pretty much saying that Pat Garrett doesn't really get a fair shake from history because he killed Billy the Kid, which who, even though he was an outlaw, is still kind of romanticized, as we know. And there are going to be a number of events, including a concert and reading of his letters to his wife, very touching letters that show the human side of Pat Garrett's in February, first weekend in February.
We'll look for that in this week's bulletin and much more. Thanks so much, Marty.
Thank you.